You don't wake up one morning and think, I'm in survival mode. It's sneaky, it's protective. And the important thing, it's keeping you alive and it's keeping you going. It's been a full year since I started my process of coming out of a functional freeze state where I realized I spent years and years under eating. Now, not always intentionally. This wasn't intentional because I went from being really obsessed with food, where it was like a trigger to track, and then I swing all the way over to the other side of intuitive eating. And I didn't realize intuitive eating, although how great it can be if your body is living in a stressed state, you're just probably not intentionally gonna eat more. So I was under eating and then I was over exercising and my body was just stressed, just normal life, everyday things. So I was highly functioning, even though my motivation was low, my drive for anything was extremely low, but I didn't know I was surviving until I slowed down long enough to notice. I slowed down long enough to feel the extreme discomfort I felt in my body with slowing down, with just reading a book on the couch or not producing any kind of outcome or doing all the things, whether it's for church or friends or nonprofits, whatever it was. So when I'm working with my one-on-one clients, they often don't even realize they're surviving either because they're still functioning. They're still showing up. They're still doing the things that are required of them. But it can just show up in such small ways. For example, the constant inability to make simple decisions, aka overthinking. Maybe it shows up as far as emotional detachment. And those two are the biggest ones I see. The overthinking, the emotional detachment, they're unaware of their own feelings because they are busy and life is just happening to them. Or they have delay of emotions from an event. It's often hard for them to describe how they feel. And if you feel like you're an overthinker, you find yourself identifying as a people pleaser, then I would love to work with you one-on-one to help you begin to recognize, name, interrupt, and heal your relationship with these patterns showing up in your life. I am currently accepting new one-on-one clients. You can head to the title of this episode wherever you're listening, click on the link, and it will take you down to the description where you will find the link to book a 20-minute consultation. Because survival mode is your body's natural response to stress or a threat. It's a state of high alert. And again, sometimes you don't know you're in it. Sometimes you need somebody to walk with you through it. But it's triggered by the nervous system, especially when your brain begins to perceive that danger, whether it's emotional or physical. And it can be, I would say it's externally driven or internally driven, where something can be happening on the outside, like people, we see something, or internally in our own minds, things that we're creating. From a clinical perspective, the fight, flight, freeze, or fawn response, your brain shifts from any kind of reasoning, the thinking part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, to kind of the survival brain part of your brain, which is the amygdala. So your body might say something like, I don't have time to think about this. I just need to react. Your mind might say something like, we're not safe here. Just keep going. And your heart says, I feel numb, shut down, or be very hyper alert right now. The biggest problem, though, is we were never meant to live here every day of our life where we just go, go, go. We feel numb or we're kind of on hyper alert. We're looking for different things. But again, we're not really conscious that we're looking for this. But it could be why if we constantly face disappointment or letdown or upset, or we have a quick reaction to things that might seem small. But if you've gone through any kind of pain, a suffering, chronic stress, burnout, loss, you might get stuck in that loop. Jesus's words in John 10:10 are just so powerful because, you know, it says the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So we know that survival mode can keep us alive. It can keep us going. It keeps us functioning, but it also steals from us. It steals us being able to respond correctly. And I say correctly, maybe more in a emotional mature way or emotional healthy way, or even if we're looking at spiritual mature way, you know, or making sure that we're not taking things as a part of who we are. Survival mode can make us turn everything internal, where we can start to feel shame and all kinds of things start to come out of us. But Jesus came to bring abundance. So we're not just here to exist in the world and go just to work or just take care of our home or just take care of our family or do just these things. You know, for me, it seemed as though sometimes the smallest thing would set me off or I'd be into a spiral just with emotions that felt maybe uncontrollable or just reactions that I regretted later. And I just ignored it for too long. And maybe you are too. Maybe you're just thinking, well, this is just the way that I am. And again, maybe you need somebody to walk with you through it. So that'd be a great place for my one-on-one coaching to step in. Or if you were like, I'm not ready to do this one-on-one, you can go through my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, to really begin this process. My heart is just to see women restored, to see them well, not perfect, not never having emotions, not never having seasons where there might be a bit of survival mode, because we kind of have to do that. But where's our heart posture, right? Because I kept pushing, I kept going, and I don't want you to have to keep doing that, because one day my body couldn't. And I always like to use this in my one-on-one coaching and the clients that I work with and my self-paced courses. You know, our bodies are like bank accounts. And you've probably heard me say this before if you listen to the podcast, but we can only withdraw from our body for so long before it needs a deposit. And it demands a deposit, like rest, nourishment, proper movement, just thinking about what you're thinking about, right? And before you know it, if we're ignoring all these basic needs because the world and even the Christian narrative has told you to deny yourself in an unhealthy way, your capacity begins to shrink. And one day you realize how much you cannot handle anymore compared to what you used to be able to handle. And instead of slowing down, you keep beating yourself up and you push yourself forward more because you go, oh, I used to be able to do this. And when I'm working with my clients, I really help them uncover if they are in survival mode. And this is how I do it with them, and I want to share it with you. Of course, we go into way more depth and history and very specific examples tailored to their life and how they walk this out. But here are some things that you can begin to think about. Is I help them really look at patterns in their life and help them to begin to be aware of their patterns. Because then together, we start to interrupt the pattern. So I want you to think about these patterns for yourself. What patterns are they thinking? What kind of patterns do they have with eating? What patterns are they feeling or not feeling? You know, what are the patterns with those feelings again, or they're not feeling? What patterns do I see when they show up around other people or other people around them? What patterns are they experiencing in their relationship with God? When we look at patterns in our life, they can very much communicate something, because our life is made up of a lifestyle. So our lifestyle gives us this overarching of what our life looks like. So we have to look at our lifestyle, and then we have to break that down and we have to go, what are my patterns? What am I doing? What am I thinking? How am I eating? How am I, you know, what patterns do I have around moving my body or not moving my body? And so much of these we work in together to identify that, because I don't know your story. right? But I can encourage you to pay attention to your patterns. Do you shut down when hard things happen? Do you want to escape from everything? Do you get fired up and demand to be heard or to be seen? Are you tired a lot of the time and sleep never seems to work? Does God seem good only when it feels good to you? What are your patterns? Because that's when you can begin to recognize if you are in fact survival mode. Because sometimes slowing down long enough allows some space for you to think and to feel what is actually happening in your body. So the first step, you want to see if you're there. What are your patterns? How busy are you? How distracted are you? How tired are you? How anxious are you? What are your patterns? Because that's what I'm going to encourage you to start with today. But I also know you don't have to do it alone. So you don't have to do that either. You're not here to do it alone. No matter what your pain has tried to convince you or what the enemy has tried to make you believe, you're not alone. And I'll leave you with this. I always tell my clients, you are never stuck. You're only one decision away, one choice away from being unstuck. So if you feel stuck, what choice can you make today to move in a new direction? I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.